is not how it's going to go down, Michelle.
Why? What?
Just, this is absolutely unacceptable.
What's the problem?
Absolutely not.
What's the problem? Why are you screaming?
Because
already?
You want my beer, which I'll happily give to you, but then I need more wine.
I didn't want your whole beer. I just want a little.
I can't be drinkless.
I just wanted a little. I don't know why you have to be so selfish.
I'm not being selfish. I'm just saying that I need wine.
Nice tactic.
Do you think it's going to work?
Mm-mm.
You don't think anyone's going to bring me wine?
I don't know if anyone's listening.
They turn it down, don't they?
Yeah. Do you want me to call them on the intercom?
Bastards. Ooh, we should call Bennett on the air over the phone.
Okay, why don't you do that?
Really?
But he's not allowed in here.
Well, I can stand up and go to the door and get the wine bottle.
Well, that's just crazy. I'm fine.
I don't think that's crazy. I think we're making the best out of a bad situation.
This is a great situation.
Oh, by the way, it's 6 p.m. time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
We're very happy to be back.
I am very happy to be back.
We hope everyone had a lovely holiday weekend.
It was a dark hole in my heart from 6
Me
to
too.
7 last Friday.
I cried the whole time I was gone because I just missed you so much.
I missed you too. I texted you the whole time and told you what I was doing.
We're total BFFs.
We're kindred spirits, everybody.
Oh, I hate this chair.
I like my chair.
Are you sure my butt doesn't look big in this?
No, you don't have a big butt. I think you look cute.
But it looks like super Latina.
Yeah, you look like J-Lo, bro.
Never wearing it again.
Can I have those shoes?
I'm Jenny from the block. Oi.
Whoa, don't do that.
We can't announce our announcement yet, huh?
No, but I would like to say that it was a pleasure hearing Put the Needle on the Record and seeing Billy Jam today. We love you, Billy Jam. Next week it's going to change and he's going to be after us again. So the new schedule is up online, but we're in the same place.
I want to say something.
Okay, say it. Okay.
That I'm happy he's going to be after us again because then we can hear the mixes.
Okay.
It's harder to hear them when he's before us.
Okay, well, I'm glad that his transition was made all about you.
His transition?
In the schedule.
Uh-huh.
What's the topic?
That's the other problem. We kind of don't really have one.
That's not true.
Okay, well, we have an idea. I just don't know that it's going to work. Although it is the fall now, darling.
It is the fall.
So we'll get more callers.
I think it might work. I'm curious.
What's your birthday? That one? But the idea, okay, so we wanted to do What's Your Birthday. Ken, when we told him this, said, first of all, he didn't even say anything. He just looked at us like we were crazy. And that usually means that the topic is going to be good if Ken hates it.
Fantastic, actually.
But what we wanted to do was What's Your Birthday? And then I was going to write them all down and see like what the average sign of our listener is. And we were going to do a compatibility love astrology situation, right?
What's your sign?
I'm a Sag. Sag?
Sagittarius?
Yeah.
I'm a Pisces, obviously.
Yeah, March.
Mm-hmm. Water sign. Are you a fire sign?
I don't know. I don't know anything about this stuff.
It's important.
I have this book called Sextrology that's really funny, though.
Ew, what is it?
It, like, supposedly says your, like, sexual preferences.
Did it get yours right?
It's so, like, it's so specific that
How
there's...
How specific?
Like
I positions
can't even
or, like...
Yeah, like, I mean, stupid things like...
Like, you love...
Like, on the, you know, it's, like, a whole thing you have to read. But then on the side, it's, like, stuff you're into. But it'll be so specific... For a guy, I could say, nurse outfits. Like, it's that specific.
Like, chewing up bubblegum and spitting it in your partner's
face.
Yeah,
stuff like that. Soft BDSM. Passive yada yada. Bosses.
Bosses? What does that mean?
Cheerleaders. I'm just making, like, it's...
Food
it
bed.
It ranges.
Food
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, like, that would be one of them. Yeah. I think I'm drunk.
How did you get drunk?
I had some wine.
I can't get drunk because I've got plans.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing tonight?
I just have plans.
Well, you're like one of those people that's like, I have a secret, and then you don't share the secret. You were totally that girl. Am I wrong?
Definitely not that girl.
You just did it.
No, it wasn't like that.
Do you want to know what I'm doing tonight? I have hot plans, too.
I wish we were hanging out. Remember last week when you...
I know. I was kind of bummed when I found when out we you watched, had plans because I was hoping we were going to hang out.
Because last week we watched movies and ate hummus and got stoned and it was fun.
I don't do that. And we did Pilates.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could show you my one Pilates ab that I have now.
Frangry has an ab.
Just one. But it's right here. I'll let you touch it.
Okay. Hard as a rock?
Yeah. Saw it this morning and I got in a position where like the light was catching it and I was like, yeah.
You can see my ab in that beach picture you took of us.
Oh my God. Oh, I told you.
Oh, you did. 201-209-9368. Call us up and tell us when your birthday is.
I don't want to answer the phone.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if Vagittarius is a water sign.
Vagittarius?
Yeah. Marcel says everyone loves when you show up drunk.
Marcel.
What? He's mine.
Marcel.
Mine.
I just have to ask him a question.
Okay.
Marcel, were you in Cobble Hill on Atlantic Avenue on Tuesday or Wednesday around 1 p.m.?
Okay, let's find out.
I saw him going into a deli.
All right, you can join our comments community by going to wfmu.org and clicking on the playlist link. Do you know why I think I'm drunk? I didn't eat today.
Why didn't you eat?
Well, I did. I had some hummus and pretzel for breakfast.
I'm only eating superfoods from now on. And things that are incredibly high in protein.
Me too, because I am now a healthy human being.
Are you going to become a health guru?
Yeah, I'm going to become a meathead. I'm going to be one of those girls that walks around in like Lululemon pants.
No, you're not.
No, my God. I was so embarrassed when I walked to Pilates the other day.
I know,
you told me. That green jacket we love, I put it on to just cover up my embarrassment.
I like wearing
the hood.
I don't mind wearing gym clothes.
The hood?
I don't mind wearing gym clothes. I'd rather have on gym clothes than like a stupid outfit.
Well, yeah, because then it looks like you tried and failed.
Exactly.
At least with the gym clothes, you don't like
And
whatever.
I hate failing and I hate losing. I feel like I won a bunch of things this week.
I guess I should. We're off the chain over here.
People want to tell us when their birthday is.
Who cares?
What?
Mr. Johnny wants to know if I'm a Pilates black belt. Yes.
No.
Marcel says, next time say hi, brah.
He was all the way across the street.
I work in that hood. I'm there every weekday.
Oh, I'm there 2 days a week. 1 to 2 days a week.
What does FTW mean? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
The world.
Somebody said Frangry's one pack FTW. Why? What's wrong with my one pack? I'll show it to you.
Maybe it doesn't mean that. That's what I thought it meant.
Yeah, I know. I got that part.
I know, but I like doing that.
You used to get grossed out when I did that.
It's funny.
Now you like it.
I didn't get grossed out when you did that.
Uh-huh, you said it was gross.
It is gross. 201-209-9368. Frangry is contemplating picking up the phone.
On October 22nd.
Are you revealing this?
On October 22nd.
We're having a party.
We're not just having a meetup, guys.
We're having a party.
We're having a blowout. We're having a party.
There's going to be dancing.
It's called.
Can you say this already?
I don't care. Whatever. It's happening. If the date moves, the date moves. It's called Shut Up Gaylord Train.
With Ken.
So, what it means is that...
We're having a party.
And it's going to be DJs, including station manager Ken, Gaylord Fields, and Dwayne. Oh, hot. And it's going to be in October, probably October 22nd-ish, in Brooklyn. At a bar.
Probably.
At a bar, obviously.
Probably.
Definitely in Brooklyn. We've decided on that. So mark your calendars.
See you guys
there. Save the date.
I'm actually excited about it, which is a shock.
This was my tactic this year for our meetup, was to just make it really big so that it wasn't about you, and then you would have a good time. Are you proud of me?
Very. Thank you.
Do you see how our friendship has progressed? Mm-hmm.
Now I won't be standing in the corner. Yeah, I will be dancing in the corner.
It's going to be so fun. So everyone mark those little calendars. I know you're all super busy.
It's a party.
Okay.
Fine. Can you answer the phone?
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, when is your birthday?
Last year I got a ride home. I hope I get a ride home because I love getting rides home.
When we already have our ride home booked.
But I got a ride home in a black van from a handsome man.
Who? Oh.
Chris, remember him?
Well, I'm going to get a ride home from a handsome man, too. Although I don't know who, but I am.
Same.
Okay, 201-209-9368. Actually, it's not a Tuesday, Mr. Johnny. It's a Thursday. Did I say the date wrong?
No.
October, not September. October 22nd. Jesus. That guy owes me like 17 rounds of flowers. Are you with me?
I love presents.
I really want some more rosé.
I really want some presents.
Let's call Bennett.
No, this is... No. No. Please answer the phone on our call-in talk show.
Do I have to? Fine. Hold on. Let me find a web page to prepare for the show. List of astrological.
You're so annoying.
Signs.
When do you think most people's birthdays are?
I think a lot of them are going to be Geminis. Or
no.
What's
Cancer.
Or what's August? Virgo?
I think a lot of people are going to be Cancers.
All right, let's do this. 201-209-9368. Tonight we want to know what sign our average listener is, so we are asking for your birthday. I don't know how we're going to pick a winner, but we will somehow. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, we're still asking about birthdays?
Mm-hmm. We just started, yeah.
All right, September 13th is my birthday.
What's your sign?
I'm a Virgo, baby.
That's what you
Earth
predicted.
Sign.
That's right.
Why would you predict that?
Because of my deep masculine
voice. Do you want to know why
no,
I
not
predicted
you.
That?
I'm curious why Frangri predicted most people would be Virgos.
Because I always date Geminis or Virgos.
I usually date Geminis, but all my best friends are Cancers.
Okay. And all my best friends are Aries. So wait. Oh, this is good. We'll
but
see
I'm
if,
a
we, if
but
we're
I'm a
right
Pisces.
In the end. So you're saying Cancers and Geminis.
You know my two most serious boyfriends had the exact same birthday?
Cancer, Gemini, Virgo, and Aries. Those are the ones
Wait. But was the birthday September 13th?
Wait, for who? What? No.
Well, I mean, the boyfriend.
No.
Oh.
It was August.
Am I out? Am I out of the running?
Who wins? Someone who has someone we like's birth now.
Yeah, sure. Why not? No, well, I mean, you're not winning anything. Sorry, buddy. But I marked you a one for Virgo. Thanks
well,
for calling.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Have a good one.
I like these shows because people who are normally afraid to call in because
they
don't
have
stories, all they have to do is be like, January 19th, whatever.
Was that your impression of a person who... That was good because you were like, January 19th.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they sound like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how you guys today?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, I'm still delivering pizza.
Oh, cool. What kind right now?
Sorry?
What kind of pizzas do you have in your car right now?
Six.
What's your pizza shop?
La Rosa's.
Do you ever do anything dirty to the pizzas?
My cousin's last name is La Rosa.
No, I've never done that.
Good, good. You're a gentleman. I like it.
Do you ever lick them when you get really hungry, but you know you can't take a bite?
But why would you do that? That's like
to get
torturing
the grease.
Yourself.
To get like a little
no,
sip of the grease.
So effing weird. I'm sorry. You're so weird, Michelle. I love you.
How is that weird?
That's so weird.
How is that
That's
weird?
That's like, I don't know. That's like just torturing yourself. Okay, so when's your birthday, buddy?
I am a glutton for punishment.
May 31st.
So you're a Gemini.
And a twin.
And what? No.
And what a twin.
You're a twin and a Gemini?
Yeah.
Weird.
Do you want to know what Gemini's secret desire is?
Ugh.
Okay.
What is it?
To be ahead of the crowd.
They think they're all cool.
You're intense and explorative. excellent communicator.
Not true.
Not true is right. All right, buddy. Have a good time tonight.
All right, thanks, guys. You too.
What else is it going to say about them? I might start taking this too personally.
Hey, calm down. You're not even a Gemini.
Yeah, but my ex-boyfriends are.
Who cares? It's not like right about everything. It just gives you a general, you know, gist of someone.
Fine, but if they say a Gemini is a good and honest person, I'm out of here.
Whoa, whoa, TMI, buddy. Calm down. 201-209-9368. What's your birthday? Jesus Christ. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I was born March 13th. I'm a Pisces.
I am too.
I used to have that book, Sextrology, and it was so specific. It, like, described a Pisces forehead.
Yeah,
it's small.
It's bizarre. It's like...
No, it says that they're big or, like, Cro-Magnon-like.
See, that's not true.
It's so weird. Yeah, it's not right because it gets so specific that it's got to be wrong.
I read that if you have a larger forehead, you have more fame potential. And it always bothered me because I have a very small forehead, but I always thought that I was going to.
Me too, but you know, we're born entertainers, you and I.
Well, you don't believe that.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Admit you believe you're a born entertainer.
I really do not believe that, Michelle. I'm sorry.
It sounded like you said a porn entertainer.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that either. All right, lady, sister.
Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Fellow Pisces, right there.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey there.
Hi, what's your name and when's your birthday?
My name is Tom, and my birthday is June 10th, and I'm another Gemini.
Yeah.
This is going to irk me.
Well, now I feel like Geminis are just going to call in because I called them out. You know what I mean? So
you
I might
set it up to win.
I didn't mean to, but I think maybe I skewed the results a little bit.
Who do I want? Cancer? Let's go.
Well,
cancer.
It's not that I want Gemini. I wrote
the reason why Gemini.
I wrote them all down. Yours are in here. No, the idea is just we wrote down.
You have three. I only have one.
No, because we shared Virgo or Aries. We shared one, didn't we? Or Gemini. We shared Gemini.
Oh, okay.
So two are yours and two are mine.
All right.
Because Cancer's not
so because you share Geminis, you knew that a lot of Geminis would call?
Well, so we were saying, like, a lot of my boyfriends that I date are usually Geminis or Virgos, and a lot of my best friends are Aries. And then Michelle said, what, Michelle?
My ex-boyfriends had the same birthday.
Uh-huh.
They were Geminis.
Uh-huh.
And all my best friends are Cancers.
Are Cancers. So on our list, we have Cancer, Gemini, Virgo, Aries. So
not
our
all my best friends.
Our hypothesis is that we'll have more of those listeners.
Well, to spin your hypothesis,
uh-huh.
I'm a Gemini, but a lot of my good friends are also Geminis.
Well, we don't...
That would still make us win.
That has nothing to do with our hypothesis, because your friends don't matter to us.
Because that's about you and not us.
Yeah, that's about you. Exactly.
And this is our
show.
This
show is about us.
Well, that makes sense, because us Geminis want to be at the head of the class. So
right, and you're not at the head of this crowd, baby.
Oh, well. At least I called.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Oh, my God. Just go up there and get some then.
What are you going to do?
Chill.
I can't, like, really text someone and ask them to bring the wine, right? That's really messed up.
That's pretty messed up.
It's like so Mariah Carey diva.
You could definitely do it, but it would be really weird.
But I don't want that.
Well, I do.
Well, no. You can't have it.
You know what you could do?
Hmm.
Ask Daniel Blumen. He's in the other room prepping
for
his...
Ask him what? To go get the wine?
He'll do it. Tell him he can have some. Just be like, can you do me a really big favor, dude?
And go get the wine that I didn't bring down? They probably drank it already.
I mean, I don't know why you want it so bad, but I feel like that's...
Because I don't want the beer.
Okay, well, that's the best plan. This is ridiculous. Go do that or we stop talking about it. I just was you.
What just happened to you? Did you just give me an ultimatum?
Right after I said it, I got really scared.
I know, the look on your face, you were terrified. You were like, what? You were apologizing with your eyes. How about this? You know what? You're not me, because you know what me is going to do?
What's you going to do? This is less direct. This is so indirect. I like direct solutions to problems.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is what's your birthday? Hi, you're on the radio.
August 25th.
What sign is that?
Virgo.
T Damn.
What's your name, buddy?
Brandon.
Do you want me to tell you something about a Virgo?
Sure.
You love... Wait. Your secret desire is to love and be loved in return. What the hell?
That's everyone's secret desire.
This is stupid.
It's not even a secret.
Astrology is stupid.
I don't believe in all this stuff, but whenever I meet somebody that does, they always say, oh, you're a Virgo, you're this, 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 and this. And it's always, like, shockingly accurate.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is very true.
Yeah.
Gravity.
I always get depressed that, you know, you can tell that stuff about me.
Why is that depressing?
I don't know. I don't want, like, external forces, like, dictating my personality.
Well, they're not.
They're influencing it.
Yeah, but it's not because someone wrote it on a website.
No, I mean when you're born.
The power of the planets.
Do you have any idea how many external forces are dictating your personality?
I'd rather have astrology dictate my personality than, like,
your parents?
Horrible parenting or a terrible boss.
Drugs or alcohol.
Yeah, buddy. All right. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. My birthday is August 3rd. I'm a Leo.
Ooh, a Leo. Our first Leo. Welcome.
Woo!
Wow.
You're excited.
Wait, let me tell you what your secret desire is. Hold on.
Will you tell me my secret desire
next? Yes, hold on. Your secret desire, Leo,
is
to be a star.
Is it true?
Maybe. Bennett, I love you!
Sure.
I'm going to hold you to it. I'll be 80 calling upon you.
Thanks, Bennett. Wait, so you really want to be a star? And how? And in what capacity?
I have, like, privacy. I'm too, way too OCD for someone to be up in my privacy. I just want to, I'd rather be wealthy than famous.
Wouldn't everyone rather be wealthy than famous? I guess not. Some people actually want to be famous, right? Huh. Okay, sister, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Take care.
I can't. Have a good one. You don't have to drink at all.
We're gonna get in trouble.
Dude, it's fine. Relax. Fine. Oh my god, you know what I'm super excited for?
Our party?
Shut up, Gaylord Train. With Ken.
Quote unquote with Ken?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it... I think
I like the parentheses better than the imposter.
You do?
Yeah. Or quotes. Yeah. I like the parentheses better than the quotations.
Why?
Because I like their shape.
Hmm.
It's harder to design something that has the quotes than
that. That is true.
And I'm going to have to make some kind of flyer.
I could help make it.
What should we put on the flyer? I wanted to get a train and then put all of our heads sticking out. Or we have that picture of you, me, and Gaylord Fields on the subway, and we could put little mini Ken on my lap and little mini Dwayne on your lap.
He could be on my lap.
But we need to get photos of them.
I could have a photo shoot with Dwayne sitting on my lap.
No, honey, we're not doing a photo shoot.
I'm just joking. Wow. I'm just joking.
I know. Jeez.
Do you? What's my secret desire?
Oh, what sign are you?
Pisces.
Wait, hold on. Mine is to make a difference in the world? This is so wrong.
I think you are making a difference in this world.
I am?
Mm-hmm.
With the show?
The power to make people laugh.
Do you want to know what yours is?
No, you're laughing all evil.
To live their dreams and turn fantasies into reality.
Oh my god, it's true.
Oh my god, listen to this. You're sensitive and mysterious.
Pisces. It's crazy.
Sensitive and mysterious, often pulled in two directions, which sometimes causes confusions in your life and emotional periods. Are you kidding me? Very talented and resilient. I'm optimistic and optimistic.
And nice.
And honest, it says. Always aiming high.
That's true.
Sagittarians seek adventure and independence while still being one of Zodiac's most large-hearted signs.
I think that's all very true about you.
Now that you know me. Now that we're in love.
Do you guys know that we're in love?
Oh my god, I think they know. Do you guys know that people were talking about how good our show is lately, and Michelle said that it's because we're in love right now?
We're kindred spirits who are in love.
We are in love. We talk all day, every day.
We talk all day, every day.
We really don't stop.
Hundreds and hundreds of text messages a day.
And then at, like, 8 in the morning, I text you.
I text you when I wake up. I text you at night and I say,
good night, good night, pal.
I say, are you going to sleep? Question mark.
And I'm like, I'm in a mood. And you're like, good night, pal. I love you. Hearts. Oh my God, what's wrong with us?
We're friends.
Girls are the best.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wasted right now. I didn't eat today.
Listen, I can't get drunk for real. I can't get drunk.
You're
I
not
can't.
Drunk. You're having a beer. Cálmate, piojo, porque la noche es larga.
Oh, because you were in Miami. Now you're talking Spanish.
Sí. Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
My birthday is October 30th.
What sign does that make you? What?
Scorpio.
Ooh,
do you want to know what your secret desire is?
Yeah, sure.
To triumph.
Triumph?
Yeah, it says you're resilient and powerful. You're passionate about love and power.
Scorpios are the sexy ones, right?
Old souls.
That's what I've heard. But I don't
sensitive old soul.
I think they're the sexy ones.
Have I ever dated a Scorpio?
Supposedly they're sexy.
I don't think I have, but maybe that's what I want next.
You can have hotel sex with a Scorpio, I bet.
Still haven't had hotel sex.
You should kill two birds with one stone.
Call me.
Hotel Scorpio sex.
Call me. You just did. All right. Have a good one, buddy.
Have a good one.
We need to have more calls because we're not going to get an accurate...
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
May 4th.
What sign is that?
Taurus.
My dad's a Taurus.
Hold on. Let me tell you what your secret desire is. Ready?
Ready.
Sit down. Because your secret desire is to have a secure, happy, and wealthy life / marriage.
Wow.
Boring, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Apparently, you're determined and sensual. You can be mistaken as withdrawn or boring when actually you're just cool and discreet.
Not bad.
You do sound cool and discreet, actually.
I wish I was more discreet.
Me too.
Discreet. I am discreet, I have to say, yeah.
All right, well, we invite you to our October 22nd party. Hope you're there.
Okay, I'll try to make it.
Have a good one.
Don't start pumping it so early.
I'm going to pump it so hard for the next 2 months.
Oh, okay there.
Wait, that's not what I meant.
You go ahead and pump it, girl.
I'm going to pump it hard, Michelle.
Okay.
I'm going to start going to Pilates 3 times a week now. I'm going to get my hair done.
You're so weird. Because you're like, do all these weird girl stuff, but then you're not like a real girl.
What do you mean?
But then you are like a real girl.
What? How am I not like a real girl? Because I'm kind of like a guy.
Yeah.
But then I am like a girl, but then I'm like a guy, but then I'm like
an enigma. Like me.
I'm unique.
I told you in an email that I was unique.
Honestly, like, I wish I could make a book out of the emails that you send me. Because Michelle sends me these, like, stream of consciousness emails where it's
today
like...
Today I said
I had a chocolate burrito for breakfast. It was delicious. Tonight I'm going to yada yada and I don't want to go. I'm wearing my favorite pants that you like. I'm getting a manicure. I'm going to get a blue color.
I just remembered my new walk. That was one today.
No, you said, I think I'm doing my new walk. Yeah. Like, what? Every time I read one, I'm like, what?
I envision you, like, yelling it out in the office and then all your coworkers laughing.
Sometimes I call Ashley over to read it. She thinks they're hilarious. And then today...
When I was doing my new walk today. I think it has something to do with pockets.
When I got one today, Matthew was in there, so he saw it. It just depends on who's in there. Mm. Yeah. Matthew's going to be excited he got a shout out.
Mm.
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew.
Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
January 17th.
What's that, a Capricorn?
Capricorn.
We need to get a lot more calls.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Have a good one. We need to get through calls.
Yeah, no offense.
Hi, when's your birthday?
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi.
Hey, Ted. When is your birthday, Ted?
August 31st.
What's that? No.
No, it's
Virgo. Okay.
But, you know, I...
No. No talking. No talking. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
He was probably on the cusp. People get upset when they're on the cusp.
Hi, it's Bridget.
Hey, Bridget.
Bridget.
When's your birthday?
October 23rd.
What's that?
It's the cusp of Libra and Scorpio.
Ooh, sexy.
Wait, which one are you then?
Well, it depends on what source you're looking at.
Just give me
I always read both.
Which one do you feel?
Wait, which one is it? October 23rd, you're a Scorpio girl.
Sexy.
Depends on what you, what source you're looking at, because sometimes it says I'm a Libra. I just look at both.
Actually, I think you're more of a Libra now that I'm reading The Secret Desires.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Do you think you would rather live an easy, uncomplicated life or to triumph?
Hmm. Triumph, I guess. But
I think she, yeah.
Okay.
It's an inner conflict. That does sound very Libra.
That does.
You're down on my list.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks for calling, Bridget. All right,
bye.
Also, your eye makeup looks good.
Oh, my God. I told her that earlier today.
So good.
And that killer foreigner t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. She's killing it. All right. Love you, Bridget. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hi. You're on the radio.
Hey. How's it going?
Whoa.
Oh, hello there. When's your birthday?
This guy's a Gemini. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I'm like literally walking out. You are a Gemini?
Yeah, June 9th.
Go to hell, you
Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. All right.
It wasn't. Hey, well, sorry.
Nightmare. All right, have a good one, Gemini.
Have a good one.
Why are they so hot, those Geminis?
Have fun breaking hearts, messing with minds.
Chill. Hey, you're on the radio. I'm just
hey,
letting you know.
Any, birthdays?
Yeah, what's your birthday?
July 3rd.
What sign is that?
Cancer.
That is a Cancer.
You're our first Cancer.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
I thought there would be a lot more Cancers because most of my best friends are Cancers.
All right, have a good one, buddy. I'd talk to you more, but, you know, we're trying to get a poll, so the more answers, the better.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Make me chill.
Okay. I'm trying. I've been trying since like 2009. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Kale. My birthday is April 18th.
What's that? An Aries?
Aries.
You're the first Aries.
My sister's an Aries.
I love your sister. Yeah, thanks for calling, Kale. Have a good one.
You too.
Love you, Kale.
Hey, you're on the radio.
What do you think King Dean's sign is?
Hey, how you
definitely
doing?
Definitely a Gemini.
June 6th.
What's that?
What? Six. Hang June up on
six.
Him.
June what?
Six.
Five or six?
Six.
What's bad about that? That's a birthday you know? What sign is that?
Gemini.
Gemini. You guys like Geminis.
We do like Geminis.
You're communicators, and you like people who communicate well.
Geminis are not good communicators.
Oh, well, pardon me.
All right, buddy, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
March 20th.
Pisces.
I'm a fellow Pisces.
Thank you, lady.
All right, sister, have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight we're taking a poll. What's your birthday? Then we want to get an average of what sign our listeners are.
Then we'll know who we're more compatible with. And if it ends up
so
being
far,
Gemini,
it's Gemini,
I'm going to be so happy that
so
I know.
So far, it's Gemini. Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
Hey, my birthday is October 2nd.
What's that, a Virgo?
Nah, Libra.
Libra.
First Libra. Oh, wait, I date Libras too.
Oh, good.
Oh.
I date them all. All
right.
I don't discriminate.
I'm shocked.
Have a good one. Zip it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hey, buddy, when's your birthday?
I'm worried I'm getting too sassy.
May 5th.
I like it. What's that?
Taurus. It's like the dead center of Taurus.
You need to be secure, happy, and wealthy in life and marriage.
Well, I guess that's true then.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
Hi, October 8th.
What's that?
October 8th.
Yeah, I know. What's the sign? Tell me the sign. I guess
Libra.
I guess I should be asking them their sign, not the birthday.
May 22nd, also.
Who's I like to know people's
which
exact
one is May,
birthdays.
Yeah, me too. Which one is May 22nd?
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, my God. Stop being a baby. You're
Gemini.
A Gemini.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, sister, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? When's your birthday, buddy?
June 3rd, I'm a Gemini.
Oh, dude, I'm serious.
Gotta
like,
be kidding.
We love
right
Geminis.
Now.
What, can, but I was what are you going to do?
But I was in such what? A good mood.
What are you going to do? But I've all just, right, have a good one.
This is going to ruin my big plans tonight.
Nah, you're good. Hi, when's your birthday? You're on the radio.
What's going on, ladies? Aries.
All right, you're on the list. Have a good one.
Later.
Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
October 25th.
What's that?
Hotel sex.
What does that mean?
Scorpio.
Jesus, what's wrong with everyone?
Scorpio's the sexy one.
Hotel sex. All right, call me. Have a good one.
When are you going to have hotel sex?
And I don't know when someone takes me to his hotel.
Will you tell me about it?
Are you kidding? Absolutely. Okay. I tell you about all sex that I have. Okay. I just don't have any. God, that's sad.
I don't think it's sad.
You think it's okay that I don't have sex?
I think it's good not to have sex sometimes.
I love your nails.
I know.
Oh my God, they're killing me.
I like them.
Listen, we should tell the listeners. What you guys don't know about me and Michelle is that she has the tiniest little nails.
Nail bed.
And every time she gets a manicure, they're like these tiny little, they look like little, they're like the size of a chocolate chip on her fingers. And I love it when she has her nails painted. So now every Friday she has her nails painted because she knows I like it so much.
It's true.
That's where we are in our relationship. Just so you guys know. And that's why the shows are so good lately, even if we don't have a topic, because we're in love.
What if we fall out of love?
We're not going to fall out. I think we understand each other now. I think in the
what
beginning.
What if I turn the corner and land back in a bad place?
Things are different, so now I feel like I would have more compassion.
Yeah, you were lacking compassion.
Yeah, but you were also lacking. Okay, let's not go there. A backbone. Okay, so let's not go there.
That's not nice.
I know, that's why I stopped myself.
But you didn't
and then
stop
I
yourself. Did,
and then I felt like I had to finish the sentence. Things are different now.
Things are different now. Let's not look on the past. Let's focus on the future.
Absolutely. I'm into this.
I don't want Gemini to win. Let's take more calls.
Okay, 201-209-9368. I don't think it's bad if Gemini wins. Like, that's okay. It means we just get along with Geminis. That's okay, Michelle. Doesn't mean anything else.
I think it means something.
That's all it means.
I'm not the type of person that can't assign meaning to even random things.
I assigned meaning to it, just not the meaning you're thinking of.
Maybe it means that Geminis love complicated women.
We're not that complicated. I feel like in the end we're pretty easy. We just want to feel loved.
I'm complicated. I am. I like that about myself.
I'm not.
You're easy.
Yeah, I'm totally easy. I just want to, like, hang out with a guy and, like, make dinner and go to bed. Is that bad?
No, that's not bad. I can't wait to meet someone so I never have to leave my apartment
well,
again.
Well, me too. That's what I'm saying. That's not complicated.
There's other things.
Yeah, okay. You're fine. You're right. All right.
But I do hope Billy Jam remixes you saying you're easy over and over again. Ouch-a-rama.
I hope he remixes you saying ouch-a-rama.
I don't know why you think ouch-a-rama isn't cool.
Because it's not. How about that?
I'm cooler than you.
God, I'm wasted. I'm prettier. It's fine. 201-209. No, you're not. 209-9368. You have, okay, let me tell you. Let me tell you the rundown. You have really good one-liners, but I have a lot more good jokes.
I disagree. What was your SAT score?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Ooh, let's play what was your SAT score one day.
Next week. Yes. Wait, half of them didn't even take the SAT.
You're right.
Ugh, losers. Hey, when's your birthday? What sign are you?
December 5th, Sagittarius.
You're the first Sagittarius.
I know. I've been trying to get.
Oh, my God. I love you. You and me, girl. You and me.
High five.
Do you want to know what your secret desire is to make a difference in the world?
I think that's true.
It's not true. I'm not trying to make a difference. I'm just trying to have a good time.
You're making people happy. And laughter.
Yes.
All right, sister. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Hey, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
I'm Cancer.
What birthday?
There we go.
I am June 23rd.
There we go.
All right, have a good one. Sorry, we got to make these quick
now.
Yeah,
let's go.
Hey, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Holy crow, the show's almost over.
What's the birthday?
December 14th.
And Me too!
He wins.
Me too!
Does he win?
You win a t-shirt. What's your name?
Oh, great.
What's your name?
By the way, I've had tons of great hotels.
Okay, can you just tell me your name? I don't care about your hotel sex.
All right, Jeff?
Okay, Jeff, listen. Wait, you don't need to listen. Send me your t-shirt size and mailing address to Shut Up Weirdo at WFMU. Are you writing this down?
Hurry up, because I want someone...
.org, okay?
I want someone to have my birthday.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, you got it. Okay, you get a free... Yeah. Okay, cool. Have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I want to tell the girls my birthday.
Yeah, what is it? You're on the air.
It is July 23rd on the cusp of Leo and Cancer.
Yeah, but which one are
which
you?
Which one are you?
I'm a Leo.
Okay.
All right, have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio.
Hey, sign. Birthday is January 2nd. My sign is Capricorn.
Capricorn. All right,
buddy, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Leo.
All right, thanks for calling.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Hi, ladies. I am a sexy Scorpio.
Yeah.
Are you tingling?
Oh, my God. I can't even feel myself. Have a good one. 201-209-9368. Tonight we're asking you, what's your sign? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
This
what's your sign?
Great.
This
Ken
is
knows
the
nothing.
I just wanted to make a correction.
No, he knows
has
everything.
Had sex with a Scorpio.
Hang up.
Why?
I don't know. This guy's annoying.
Which one's Scorpio?
Well, I'm the one who called before about a month ago.
Oh, my God. Get over yourself.
Bye. Okay.
Oh, we almost eavesdropped on that guy.
Damn, that would have been awesome.
What an idiot. 201-209-9368. I just want to clear something up. I didn't say that I've never had sex with people in other signs. Just that my boyfriends usually are one of two. I mean, let's be real here.
Let's be real.
Jesus Christ. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, what sign are you?
Libra, September 27.
Cool, right. Have a good one. Hey, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
Hey, you can put another Leo on the list.
Got it. Have a good one.
Leos are nice.
Hey, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
I'm a Capricorn. Ooh. My birthday is Christmas Eve. It sucks.
Oh, happy birthday.
Man. That sucks.
Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
You're the first Virgo. No, you're not. Oh, you're on the top of my list. I didn't see you. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
I just have to tell you first that I missed you girls last week.
Thank you.
We missed you,
being
too.
Here.
All right, so I'm a Capricorn, January 4th.
All right, have a good one.
Adios.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, Aquarius, where are your Aquarians?
Ooh, we haven't gotten any.
I know, have January
we?
31st.
No, you're the first.
Oh, well, there you go, I guess.
I didn't mean to.
Uh-huh.
No, I really didn't.
I'm in trouble.
Don't finish that. Don't. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
Hey, lady, Scorpio. Mischief night, October 30th.
All right, have a good one.
Madman here. Have a good one.
Yeah,
love
Mad
you, Madman.
Totally a
hey,
Scorpio.
Madman, are you going to come to our party?
Madman gets mad, ladies.
I want to go to the party, and I hope I can make it.
What do you mean? You better make it.
Drive
clear
one of your
that
trucks
schedule.
There.
Yeah, can we ride in your truck?
Come back?
We want you to bring your truck so we can ride
sure.
in it.
Yeah, well... Park the truck in front and tow any...
Oh, my God. Instagram goal.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette in the back of Madman's
I'm
going to
bring
truck.
A bikini so I can pose on the front of the truck.
Woo!
I have an American flag bikini, too.
I know you do.
Nice.
All right. See you there, Madman.
Okay. Take care.
Love you.
He's totally a Scorpio.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hey, you're on the radio.
Oh, my God.
What sign are you? Turn your radio down, dude. All right, I'm hanging up. I don't have time for that.
Don't know.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi, I'm a Cancer.
June 22nd.
Awesome.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
Sagittarius/Capricorn. We're twins.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
I'm a Gemini, June 11th.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
Pisces.
Yes. When's your birthday? When's your birthday?
March 18th.
Oh my God! You win a T-shirt! You win a T-shirt!
Oh, that's Michelle's birthday.
That's Michelle's birthday, cool. Too.
What's your name, buddy?
Christian,
send me your T-shirt. Your T-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
Will do. Thank you very much.
I'm so happy we both got our birthdays represented.
All right, cool. 201-209-9368. Oh, my God. You know what I haven't done all show?
Check the comments list.
Yeah, because I was looking at the stupid astrology list.
We only have 10 minutes left. We need more numbers. What?
Robin says I should write erotica.
Maybe you should.
No. Okay. Anything that'll make me money. 201-209-9368. Well, not anything. What's your sign? Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign? Make it quick.
Robin, what's Robin's
sign? Pisces and March 19th.
Oh, day after mine.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Yes.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Hi, I'm a Scorpio, November 2nd.
Sexy. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Hey, can you turn your radio down?
What's your sign, buddy?
I already gave my sign, but hey.
All right, good. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
I hate my goddamn time.
My birthday is October 31st.
What's that?
That's Scorpio.
It's Halloween!
I know it's Halloween, lady.
Hey, I gotta say, Geminis and Scorpios are out of time.
When's the lady's birthday? When's your lady's birthday?
She's a Scorpio, too.
Damn.
Scorpios are winning.
Hell yeah.
All right, have a good one.
Because this is a sexy show.
Hi, you're on the radio. When's your birthday?
September 24, Libra.
All right, sister, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
A Taurus.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
I got two. Scorpio, my buddy's a Cancer.
Scorpio and a Cancer.
What do you say?
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
Virgo.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
Libra, October 18th.
Can't believe Ken thought this was going to be bad.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What sign are you?
Aquarius!
We haven't gotten many Aquariuses.
I think February we should 14th, end with that yeah. song.
Hmm?
I said February 14th.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Lame.
Sucks for you. Because every year you're going to be screwed trying to make your lady happy.
Or maybe they'll try and do something.
By myself. On Valentine's Day.
Oh my God, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard. If that's true, you can come to my house. I'll make you dinner or something. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
Yes, when's your birthday?
3/11/83.
Nice. 83. Young.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Scorpio, November 4th.
Sexy, sexy.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
It's Steve from Staten Island. I'm a Scorpio.
I want Scorpio
Dude,
to win.
Have a good one. I mean...
I want Scorpio to win. That means there's a lot of sexy people.
Are Scorpios? Who's Scorpio? What month is that? What month is that?
Don't remember. I don't have a lot of Scorpio friends.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Yield.
What?
It must be like going back 9 months and then over like the holidays.
It's October 23rd to November 21st. That's Scorpio.
Subtract 9 months then. January.
Is that the holidays?
Yeah, like people have sex between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that's why there's a lot of Scorpio babies.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Gemini.
Mm. When's your birthday?
May 29.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on your... Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Virgo.
Do I even have that? Mm-hmm. Yes. I keep losing it because it's on the
top. It's on the top.
Have a good one. Thank you, buddy. Thanks, pal. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Gemini.
What's your birthday?
May 29th.
Have a good one.
It's weird there's a lot of Geminis. We gotta keep going. Do you want me to...
I don't have a call. Can you put the music on?
I can.
201-209-9368.
201-209-9368. Yeah, I'm trying.
This.
I'm going. Are you putting on Dawning of the Age of Aquarius?
That's the wrong thing. 201-209-9368. What's your sign?
It's on.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Gemini.
When's your birthday?
June 8th.
Goodbye.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
Ooh, do we have any Capricorns yet?
Yeah. We have four.
Huh.
This is our fifth. All right. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Hey, I'm a Gemini.
Cool.
We have a tie.
No, we need Scorpios.
Have a good one.
Scorpios,
wait,
get in
what's
there.
What's the name of that song?
The Age of Aquarius? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. That's what we're ending.
There's a better one. There's a better one all about the signs that I don't remember right now.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
So I'm like the new crazy 13th sign. Did you guys know about that?
All right, goodbye. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Hey, Aries.
Oh. All right. Thanks for calling, pal.
Turn the music up a little. Is this it? This is it.
Okay. No.
Is this it?
That's it.
It's the same song, buddy.
Oh. Okay. There's a better one.
By who?
I don't know. It's fine.
No, I want a good one. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Type in, like, spoken word.
Spoken word?
Yeah, it's really good. Spoken word.
Absolutely not.
Astrological signs.
No, I don't want to hear that nonsense.
It's so good.
Turn it up. Yeah, okay. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Gemini, June 6th. 6-6.
Oh, my. One.
Hi,
it's
you're
like
on
they
the
don't
radio.
Stop.
What's your sign? Is it 6-6?
April
yeah.
24th, I'm a Taurus.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Scorpio, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We are on a tie. Every time we get a Gemini, we get a Scorpio.
Scorpios, call 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Scorpio, November
6th. Yes, thank
yeah.
God. Gemini cannot win.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Hi.
What's your Aries. Sign?
Aries.
Okay.
Have a good one. 201-209-9368. What's your sign? You're on the air.
Libra.
All right.
All right.
How much time do we have?
About 3 minutes, more than we think.
201-209-9368. Right now we're Scorpio 13 to 12. Gemini.
13 Scorpio, 12 Gemini?
Yes.
All right, so just don't answer the phone again.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's Hi. Your sign?
My sign is Taurus.
All right, fine.
Have a good one. Hi.
Don't answer the
you're
phone
on
again.
The radio. What's your sign?
Pisces.
Yes. When's your birthday?
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Gemini.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
Just taking it so personally.
201-209-9368. Right now we have a tie, Gemini, Scorpio. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Libra.
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Gemini.
Yeah!
Ah!
Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
Hey, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Hi, Scorpio.
Yeah! Hi, you're on the radio. What's your sign?
Sagittarius?
He can't talk. Oh, my God, look. I have so many calls.
Come on,
that
keep going.
I have too many calls and not enough phone lines. See? Hi, what's your sign?
Scorpio.
Sexy.
Hi, what's your sign?
Hi, is that us? Yes, yeah, Scorpio and Gemini from Staten Island.
What's your sign? You have to pick one. You can only be one.
Two people.
There's two people. There are a Scorpio and a Gemini hanging out together.
What's your sign?
Scorpio.
We're running out of
yes,
time.
Yes.
They're lying, though.
No, they're not.
They're obviously lying.
I don't believe in
What's
liars.
What's your sign?
Gemini.
See, we just got a bunch of Geminis and Scorpios in the last 3 minutes.
We got a Taurus.
They're obviously lying.
You think they're lying?
How much time do we have?
Let's just stop playing.
All right, Scorpio wins.
Yes.
With 17 versus Geminis 16.
I don't care if it's a small victory, it's still a victory.
And here's our outro.
This is Shut Up Weirdo, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show.
It is right. And don't forget October 22nd.
Party, party, party. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding, no more falsehoods or derisions. Mind's true liberation, Aquarius. Aquarius. When moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter Mars, then
nhất nguyệt án ngũ hành bí mũi chi linh. giúp Linh Châu Tử liên hoa hóa kiếp giúp.
Chương trình Sắc Màu Dân Tộc Việt Nam.
Chương trình Sắc Màu Dân Tộc Việt Nam.
Dạ. 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 Island, sitting forever beneath the tree. Ah, ho, na, hun. Ah, ho, na, hun. Full often I wandered through Bonny Ram's Island, arm in arm with Philem a demon, and he would whistle and I would sing, and we would make the whole island ring. Ah, ho, na, hon. Ah, ho, na, hon. Once I was happy in Bonny Ram's Island,
But now 'tis sad, 'tis sad.